Hello, I'm producer Jax Better Voice and I want to welcome you to a special MTI podcast, since it is Andra's second year anniversary today, or October 30, 2012. I will be conducting an interview with her, and asking her a few questions about the podcast, and what she has to say about it. A note before we begin, we hope everyone is safe and that's anything. Don't do anything stupid out there. Let us begin. My first question is, what do you like most about doing the MTI countdowns?
What I like most about the MTI countdown? I don't know. I like a lot of things. I think most of all, I like to ramble. Because, you know, in real life, I don't ramble that much. I mean, like, to close friends, I do ramble, but especially now that I'm in university, I don't actually see a lot of my close high school friends, I don't see them a lot. So I don't get that chance to ramble on and on anymore. And, you know, hey, I'm actually a shy person. Like, if you put me in a room of people, I'll just, like, clam up and, like, go hide in a little corner and, like, grow mushrooms. Because I like actually, I don't like mushrooms. I like to grow chocolate trees. Or coca trees. But you know, there's so much work that goes into chocolate. Okay, I'm rambling again. See, this is what I like about MTI countdowns. I get to ramble. And one more important thing. I like being able to be, you know, cultured about popular culture. Okay, that sounded weird. I just like listening to the modern songs, because I don't actually listen to modern songs. I listen to Japanese songs online. If you guys know Vocaloid, that's what I listen to. And Nico Nico Joga. Oh my god. But recently, I've really gotten into Pink. I slept at 4 last night because of Pink. Yeah, that's not good. That's not good. I didn't even study. 4 hours spent on just browsing funny videos about Pink.
The second question I have for you is, what made you continue to do the MTI countdowns, despite all of school work?
Other than the fact that it looks nice on my resume and it actually fills up space that would be otherwise empty. other than that, I kind of like... This is kind of like question number one, you know? Like, what do I like most about MTI countdown is what's making me continue to do the MTI countdown despite all the schoolwork. And despite my mom, too. Actually, she's taking a shower right now, so she doesn't know I'm doing this recording. Yeah.
Third question is, what have you learned about the MTI countdowns? Has it helped you in any way in life?
It has helped a lot, actually. Once again, I'm gonna have to refer to question number one, because as I said before, if you go back 1 or 2 years ago, I didn't listen. There would be only 1 or 2 songs that were in English that I knew, basically. I don't watch TV, and I don't... The only thing I do is go on YouTube and search up Japanese songs, even though I'm not Japanese, which is weird. It's hard to search up Chinese songs, you know? Like, I don't know, it's just harder. I feel it's harder anyways.
The fourth question for you is, who is your favorite co-host? It can be any co-host you have been with for the last 2 years.
Yeah, my favorite co-host. That's gotta be, this is going to be interesting. I don't know. I've been around for a while, so I've been with a lot of co-hosts. I guess, I think there was one co-host. He only went on once. I forgot his name, actually. And I think he just kind of screeched in the beginning. I think his name starts with a P or something. Anyways, it was a guest host. I just found the screeching entertaining, as always, because I like to screech too. You know, back in the day, I used to screech like that into the phone, just to scare people for Halloween. Yeah. I was an interesting child.
My fifth question is, do you wish to continue with the MTI countdowns and make it to a third or even fourth year?
Hell yeah! Okay, that was loud. Yeah, I do. Ha! Yeah, that's a quick and simple way to answer this question. Yes, I do. I want to continue this probably as long as I possibly can, and as long as my parents either don't know or can accept it, I guess. It's fun. I mean, it's fun, right? Especially now that I'm too lazy to go out and do anything, it feels I'm actually active and participating in something. It feels like I have a life, you know? That's kind of sad.
Sixth question is, would you have any considerations in becoming a DJ or MC in the future as a side job?
If I had the chance, I mean, sure, of course, I'd try it. I'm pretty open-minded with these things, so, I mean, okay, I'm not gonna go be a pole dancer, although that is pretty cool. I just don't have the abs for it, you know. pole dancing. If I had the chance to be a pilot, I'd totally go be a pilot. If I had a chance to go become a DJ or MC, hell yeah, if they'd accept me, if people like me, not throw oranges at me, or worse, tomatoes. Because those things stain. Or, you know what? Even soy sauce bottles. Because those hurt. No, I've never been thrown by it. You know what? Okay, never mind. So, yeah, no, I totally love the fact if I could become a DJ or MC. But I just don't think it's all that possible.
What was your favorite empty I count down? Like, which episode did you remember having the most fun doing?
I think my favorite countdown was probably, I don't know, actually. I liked the ballad one, just because back in the day when I did know only those one or two, three songs, those were ballad, English ballad songs, and half of them were by Sarah Barrels. I hope I'm saying that right, Sarah Barrels. So yeah, ballad songs, I like that one, because I actually knew what I was talking about, kind of, and not gibbering. For once.
What was your favorite song on the empty I countdown from what you remember? Aside from that countdown where we played your favorite songs,
I think my favorite song was probably, I think it was in the earlier countdowns. This is actually a song that I actually knew. So my favorite song on this countdown was the Goo Goo Dolls. You know, it's a song back in the day. I think it's called Better Days. I actually know this song, so I'm kind of cheating, but I really like the meaning behind this song, you know? So it's good.
Ninth question for you is, as you already have known, but most of the audience don't, the MTI Countdowns will be visiting the studios of Virgin Radio 99.9 Toronto this Friday. What do you hope to experience or earn from that trip?
I hope to experience as much as I can, because it seems cool. I personally don't actually like Virgin Radio very much, because I got stuck in my office during the summer, and all I had to listen to was Virgin Radio, because my earphones or something broke on my phone. So they kept playing very, let's say, rated R rap songs about boobs and jiggling and things between your legs. So, no, but you know what? I hope to get as much as I possibly could. Yeah.
Last and final question. What is your favorite current song? Can be by anyone from any genre of music.
Okay, so my mom's getting out of the shower, so I have to do this one quick. My current favorite song is probably Try by Pink. I'm in like a Pink obsession recently, so, you know, Try, it's so good, especially if you listen to her live. Okay, gotta go. See ya.
Well, thank you for your time, Sandra. I hope you will enjoy your second year anniversary on the MTI Countdowns. Now, to end it off, let us play your favorite song right now, which is from Pink and her song Try. Oh, don't forget to check out Lara's MTI Top 3 Countdown coming out tomorrow or Halloween. Stay safe, everyone. Don't get too caught up in the sandy things.